Welcome to the Bill Cartwright Show with our special guest, Anthony Houston. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this is what I'd like. I want everybody to know you really quickly. So let's do this. Tell us about where you grew up, and let's talk about mom and dad.
Well, I was actually born in Mississippi, and my mom moved us up here when I was 6 years old, moved us to Milwaukee. And I've been in Milwaukee for most of my life. Grew up around 12th and Atkinson. It's kind of a hoodie area now, a little rough.
Yeah.
We had a playground called the Triangle. A lot of players came through there, including TP. Terry lived on 10th Street. I lived on 12th. So wow, we had a lot of good players in that area.
That's funny. I did not know there was a defined area over there where so many players would come from.
Yeah, that area had players that went D1, JUCO, a lot of JUCO guys, but good players. I went to Marquette High School, an all-boys college prep school, Jesuit run. I did that for, 4 years, graduated high school. We had a really good basketball team with a really good coach, Paul Nowak. He won a lot of games. He won a lot of state titles. And in Milwaukee, the public and the private schools were split until maybe the year like 2000. So there was a lot of banter going back and forth, from the city guys and the parochial school guys. But all really good players. But, we say we beat them. They say they beat us. But we never really got a chance to play except for the playground.
Now what kind of kid were you in high school? Were you a academic kid, sports kid?
Let's say I was a sports kid at a really good school. My academics were okay, about average, but a really competitive school. I mean, a lot of my guys went to Marquette University, Harvard, Yale, places like that.
Wow. What sports did you play?
I played basketball, played baseball on the playgrounds and things like that, but I just focused on basketball.
Do you guys have a good team? And talk about your coaches, some of your players.
My team, man, I was surrounded by good players. So we won state my sophomore year, my junior year, and we lost in the semifinals my senior year. We had guys, a couple guys went. I see one guy went to Stanford, another guy went to Long Beach State. One guy was a two-sport guy. He was a four-sport guy at our school, but he went to Harvard. He's a doctor now. And we had other guys just went other places, but it was a good team. Good team. Those were good teams.
Now, who's your coach?
Paul Nowak. At one time he led the state in wins. But, since he retired, there's been a couple other guys that have, I think at least one other guy passed him. But I can't tell you how many titles he won. Two with me and a couple after that. But, yeah, he's a good coach, Hall of Fame coach.
So now you're graduating from high school. What are you thinking about? Where'd you go to college and why?
My senior year, I was recruited by Marquette University, Evansville, and then St. Mary's in San Antonio, Texas. There was a guy, a coach that was at St. Mary's that was from the area. So they kind of had a connection where they'd get guys to go from up here to go down there. So, I talked to Evansville. I knew about Marquette. I mean, I'm around Marquette. Marquette High is about 10 blocks from Marquette U. But I took a visit down to San Antonio. I want to say it was sometime in April. And I really liked the people, coaches. It was a small school, but a good tradition. Now, I didn't want to get lost in a really big school. And plus, I like the weather.
So talk about your time in San Antonio, because that's kind of an unorthodox. You got a guy from Wisconsin. You're in Texas, so that had to be a different transition.
That was the transition. Again, I like I said, I enjoyed the weather, but and the people. And, I wanted to get a different look at the world, and that was a good place to do it. Big city, small school, a lot of things to do. You could study, and then you get done studying, you still could go out and with your shorts on and a t-shirt and hang out. You couldn't do that in Wisconsin, at least not all year.
Yeah, that's for darn sure. Talk about your coach there, talk about your team and what you learned.
My coach was Buddy Meyer. He recently passed away, just last year. Another winning coach. Good teams down there. My freshman year, I actually led us in scoring. Somehow, I didn't realize I was going to go down there to do that, and I ended up starting.
Wow.
I ended up starting by the middle of the season. By the time the conference season came around, I was starting. And we were good, we were competitive, but that was an okay team. But that my sophomore year was the year that we had some really good players. I think we had two D1 transfers and some guys that were already there, including myself. And we had a really good year. We got to the national tournament. We won our first game there. And we're thinking we probably can win it all. And then I dislocated my shoulder, I think, in the first half of that second game. And we ended up losing. Disappointing. And when you get to the tournament, you get close. You never know if you'll get back. I was fortunate enough to get back my senior year. Now that team, we weren't picked to win anything, and we all came together. We ended up winning the conference, winning the regional, getting back to the national tournament, and we just went on a—I guess you can call it—a magical, magical run. Got our 5 games in a row. We won the title, first basketball championship at St. Mary's. I think the first one in San Antonio. I mean, the city, it was great. When we flew in, there was hundreds of people at the airport after the win. Some students, but we were on spring break, but a lot of students came back for that. But the city was there. They picked us up in limos. We had to
Wow.
escort back to our campus. They interviewed us in the dorms, and it was a wild ride. I think we went to visit the state capitol. They had us on the floor. We did Spurs games at halftime. We went to different restaurants. We did a riverboat parade. I mean, it was a big deal. Still is. And we actually that team we're just getting inducted into the Hall of Fame as a team next month.
Hey, who'd you guys beat in the championship game?
Oof. Southeast Oklahoma, I believe.
Wow.
It was a 3-point game. It was a really good game. It was on ESPN, so a lot of my family and friends got to watch it. It was a good time. Still remember it. I'll never forget it.
So now you graduated from college. What are you thinking? What's your aspirations?
The Spurs were they weren't very good in that year, but I was hoping to get drafted. The press was always around us, always asking me that. But that was the year that the NBA went from, I think, 7 rounds down to 2. think it was that year, 89. So I didn't get drafted, but the Spurs did invite me to the rookie review. So I played with them then. And that's why, now speaking of coaches, now that year I had Larry Brown.
Oh.
So, Larry, great coach. I'm just excited to be there, you know. Yeah, kid from Milwaukee playing a little school in San Antonio, now I'm with the Spurs. So it was a good, I think it was about 6 weeks of the rookie review. We played Denver, Houston. I think there's another team involved. And so I'm thinking, hey, NBA.
So talk about that. Talk about what happened, and where did you go from there?
So from there, Coach Pop was the first guy to ever cut me. Pop said, we got to take a walk. I said, oh, okay. So they were bringing in someone else, you know, one of their campus guys. And so I was like, oh, I get it. So that was my first taste of the NBA. So from there, I ended up going to Mexico. I played in Mexico for a couple months and played and lived down there.
Wow, where were you at in Mexico?
I was in Monterrey
Yeah,
for the
that's
most part, for the majority of the time, and then I played in Colima down by Guadalajara.
yeah. I know. I've been to Monterrey. It's very nice.
Very nice.
Even I was always a little on edge when I was down there. So.
Well, back in 89 and 90, it was okay. A lot of people, but it wasn't like it is today.
Okay, so how long were you down in Mexico?
I want to say probably 5 months, maybe 6 months. So then I came back. I had a semester to go in school, so I came back and finished up. And then I graduated, and then I went on a tour team. We were in Spain, and we played, several teams over there. I couldn't tell you the cities. Great cities, great country. Enjoyed that, and. So then I got invited to play with Cleveland in the LA Summer League. So I did that, ended up starting there. We won the Summer League. I was invited back to Veterans Camp. And the other rookie was their first round pick, Terrell Brandon. So it was just me, myself and Terrell. And so I knew that I really wasn't going to make the team, but I had a good showing. So I did that, I had a good showing. Enjoyed that, and then I played in the CBA for 4 years after that in several cities, even out west.
What city is in the CBN?
I started in there was a team in Birmingham, and then I was traded from Birmingham to Yakima, which is out in Washington, the state of Washington. Where else did I play? And then I played in the Quad Cities and Omaha. In Omaha, we ended up winning the championship.
Well, that's very impressive. So now you're. Yeah, the CBA. So what are you thinking now after you won the championship? You want to continue to play, or what are you thinking?
I wanted to continue to play. I think I was almost called up probably my rookie year. I had some pretty good numbers and I think I was told that Philly was thinking about calling me up. Didn't happen. So I played. I think I played 2 more years after that, and then that was the end of my playing career.
So now you're done playing. So now you've got to make a decision. What are you going to do? What are you thinking?
Well, I ended up, I stayed in Omaha with a very good friends of mine. They're like family now. And I ended up working at the owner's company. I did that for a year, and then I came back to Milwaukee. And while I was here, I decided to go into the financial services business. So I'm studying, and I have my licenses, and I have a company picked out. And then I get a call from Coach Tebow, Mike Tebow, who's our coach at Omaha. And he says, you want to come back and do video for us? And I'm like, man, I just committed myself to this. Otherwise, I would. So I didn't do it at that time. So I did insurance for several years, and I started doing some coaching while I was doing that. And that's back in 1990, like 1997, 98.
So talk about your first NBA coaching experience or your first coaching experience, video or coaching.
I think I started coaching first. So I did high school. I did my alma mater, Marquette High, as an assistant. I want to say we were okay. We had a good team. Didn't win it, but my second year being the co assistant coach, I coached with Kurt Soderberg. We won the championship. And that was the last championship that the high school won. The last time we were in the where the schools were separated, because that following year they're combined. So now the public schools play at the private schools. So that was an experience, but I liked the coaching experience, but I knew I wanted to be a head coach too after that.
So what was your next step from there?
I actually switched schools and I became a JV head coach across town. I did that for a year, and then I came back to Marquette High. One of the guys I went to high school with, Dave Cooks, had become the head coach, and so I ended up going back to Marquette High to be with him and help him out.
So you and I actually met when I came to Phoenix with our guy Terry Porter, TP.
Yes.
Talk about how in the world did that happen? That's a pretty big jump.
A jumper. So I went, well, before that I was with the Bucks. So when I was, he's still here in Milwaukee, coaching high school, I actually sent a letter to Coach Brown. I forget where he was at then, but he actually answered me. He still remembered me. And he said he didn't have any spots with him, but he said to go into video. I said, okay, coach. He said, if you know anybody in Milwaukee, see if you can contact them and see if you can just start doing video. And so I actually knew someone. I made a phone call, and they got me in. So I was assistant video. George Karl was the coach. We had a, I mean, they had a good team. Big Dog and Sam, Ray Allen. And they ended up bringing in Gary Payton. So, good team, playoff, made a nice playoff run. And then, how the NBA goes, some things happen over the summer and they end up firing George. Well, for some, I don't know where it came from, but Terry was one of the candidates. And I was like, wow, okay. So I'm already there. I'm kind of waiting on him. And then he ended up getting the job. So two Milwaukee boys together, two boys from the Triangle. that's kind of where it went from there. And see, I was there for three more years. And then they fired Terry in that summer when we had the first round pick. There was a little conflict between one of the star players and Terry. And they normally go with the player. So that's what happened there.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
No, I'm talking in Milwaukee. I ain't even got to Phoenix yet. So from Milwaukee, I think I was just in town doing some more coaching, and then Terry got the Phoenix job. So that now I come to Phoenix, and here you are. So that was kind of a strange way to get to Phoenix, but we got there. And we went from there. Let's just say that.
What do you feel like the difference is from Milwaukee to Phoenix?
Well, of course, the weather, the teams were different. We were supposed to be a run and gun team. We were trying to come in and help us get better defensively. And we had good players. I mean,
Really good players.
Grant, Shaq, Nash, Matt Barnes, and so on. I mean, we had some good players. What do you think happened there?
I think we had a little conflict in the stars in our style of playing.
Yeah.
And Terry was more of a control kind of guy. And that star who wanted the ball all the time wanted it to continue to be a running type of team. So it just didn't work out there. Is that correct? Is that how you remember that?
I say that's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely be kind. But that is the NBA. So I was actually in Phoenix for 4 years. Talk about your time there and talk about where you went to from there.
I mean, with the guys that were coaching then, including yourself, I mean, I had a good time, learned a lot. That's why I think I kind of honed in my video scouting skills and my scouting skills. I mean, the people were great down there. Still have good friends down there. Need to get back there a little more often. But after that, came back, just I picked up on high school coaching again, and then I became a head coach at a high school,
Which high school?
and it was a Bradley Tech High School in Milwaukee. We have it was a good. It's more of a technical school. I had some players that got themselves in trouble before the season started, but they came along. The kids really, really bought in. Every kid that were pretty much counted out, the kids brought in what I was trying to do, and we surprised some teams early, and then they realized that maybe they do have a good team over there, and those kids that got in trouble came back. They fit in, they bought into what we were trying to do, and we ended up winning the regional championship. First time they'd done that in like 25 years. And some of those kids went on to college, junior colleges. And I still see some of those kids around town. They're just working now. But that was a fun time on that team. And you kind of think when you when the kids see success, they'll do what they can to be part of that. So the second year there, and I had some of those players back, it didn't quite work out that way. They they saw the success. I mean, they had publicity. I mean, there were cameras at our practices at the beginning of the year, so they saw what it could be. But between grades and fighting in school and fighting with your girlfriends and things like that. Some of those star players, one of the star players, he never played one game for us. The other two guys played maybe three games apiece. So that second year wasn't good. Then I coached another year, and then I moved on to college from there, a small college here in town.
We'll talk about that experience. And which small college were you at?
Carlos Christ University, a small NAIA school,
Well,
in the
that added
CCA.
some challenges because you guys don't have scholarships, do you?
That particular school, it did give out some athletic money along with academic money. So that kind of helped us a little bit.
So talk about that. What was your largest challenge there?
Now, I'm not an arrogant guy, but I think I've been around basketball enough to where, I can have people listen to me. The players listen to me. I can't really say that the coach did. So the players were kind of into it with the coach, and I'm kind of in the middle of it. So it never really worked out as an assistant. We had some good teams. Teams were like around 500. But then they promoted me to head coach. Still had some of those same kids, so that only lasted 2 years. But I had fun. I learned. Helped me with my recruiting. Helped me. You gotta have relationships with the kids. I think I'm a pretty good guy with the kids, so I have good relationships with them. Know how to build it, gain their trust. So it was a learning experience. I enjoyed it. And then last year, I was coaching at a junior college, and we were 26-7, ranked in the top 20 all year, and we ended up losing the game before the national tournament. But I've been around. Like I said, I've been lucky. I've had when I going back to coaches, I had my high school coach, my college coach, all winners, and then I had Larry Brown, I had Lenny Wilkins. I had Mo McCone, Mike Tebow, all guys that have been around the NBA and been around the league for a long time. So I think I've been lucky with that.
Yeah, and also you had Terry Porter. It's not too
And
shabby.
I had Terry George for a year. I learned a lot. So I'm still ready to learn.
So, what's your next step from here? Are you done with basketball? Or are you going to move forward? What are you thinking?
No, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to probably end up just taking a year off from basketball. I may do some individual work, group work, things like that. But I think I should be coaching again next year.
What are you looking to get back into high school, college? What are you looking to do?
I would say college, or if the NBA job came along, that'd be great. But I would probably focus on college.
Yeah,
Unless are you gonna get another NBA job? You can give me a call. Yeah,
no, I'm probably not going to get an MBA job. You do not see any body over 6'6" coaching right now. I think there's two of them. Every single go coach in the NBA is a guard right now. So that's just the nature of the beast. Maybe
the
we'll wait
game
for
has
you.
changed.
Maybe we'll wait for you to get an NBA job, and I'll
I'll call you.
you. Would you talk a little bit about talk about your family?
Well, I was married for the first time about 4 years ago. Feels like 14 years, but it's only been four. But now we living in a suburb of Milwaukee. I inherited two daughters. So one daughter is a senior at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. The other daughter is a freshman at UW Milwaukee. And then
Nice.
my son is in an apprenticeship to be an electrician. So he's working at a company doing electrical work, HVAC work, stuff like that.
Is he now? I remember him when he was a little guy.
He is 18.
He's 18. Wow.
Fishing
So he is officially an adult. That's amazing.
an adult, driving to work every day.
It's good he's got a job, bro. So he's not putting the hit on you right now.
No, not yet. He's got a girlfriend, I think, and I don't think the girls are dating, and me and the wife, we're empty nesters. We're kind of enjoying it.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on. It was very good. reminiscing. You and I got to talk more.
We do.
I'm always around. I'm always available.
Well, you gotta let me know when you come to Chicago. I'll come down and see you.
Yeah, just to I still watch a lot of basketball, and that's everything from NBA, WNBA, college. My daughter went to Northwestern, so we peek in on them a little bit. So I still watch a lot of basketball and definitely enjoy it. But let's make a plan. We can get together. I'll feed you. I still got my restaurant in Highwood, Froggies. So
When are you coming back? I'm there.
we can. I'll just be back in the next couple of weeks, so we'll get you down there.
All right. Well,
But
then I
thank you
look forward
so,
to seeing you.
yeah, thank you so much for being on.
All right. I hope I was okay.